Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is effing insane, and they wonder why public trust is rapidly eroding. All right, everybody, chaos and confusion broke out in the heart of New York City this morning after multiple buildings had to be emergency evacuated due to one high-rise having structural collapse in its higher floors. I have videos to show you of this, but this really just exposes a broader, darker, more insidious flaw in the current American system. One of the biggest problems in America is not only the corruption coming out of this administration, but it's also this insidious economic philosophy that tells people in the highest echelons of power that they must squeeze every dollar of profit out of everything they do, no matter the cost. And today, we saw the very human cost of this happening. This union worker who was interviewed details specifically how this project forewent, they decided to push union workers out of this project and contract people who could shave costs, are less skilled. They bought cheaper stuff, cheaper material. They decided to maximize their profit, minimize their costs, cut corners whenever possible, and there's a very real cost to this. Chaos and confusion broke out, all hell broke loose, and this is an ideology that is currently being carried on by the people in power right now. We can talk about trillionaire Elon Musk, who would rather union bust than actually create a massive amount of wealth for every single person working for him. Or we could talk about Donald Trump's history in New York City, in Manhattan, even in Florida. He is well known for cutting corners, screwing over contractors, not paying contractors, and then giving the middle finger because there is a different system for rich people versus the average person or poor people. A rich person can cut corners and just pay the fine and get away with it. For anybody else in America, it is life-ruining. For us, it ruins our lives. So let me start off with this clip of a union worker. It's a bit loud on the site because there's chaos all over, but I added captions so that you guys can see exactly what he's saying, and I want you to listen very, very closely, because about halfway through this clip, he starts to go in detail, unique detail, about how this is due to profit maximization. He doesn't use the exact words, but he says it. So listen to this clip. If you want to help boost this message, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. We're going to try to guide America back to a reality where people actually care for one another. I'm okay with businesses making a profit. I'm okay with individuals making a profit, of course. But we cannot exist in this reality where every single person in America is looking to profit maximize at the cost of everybody else. We need regulations so that unfettered capitalism can't be taken advantage of. A few examples here are companies who pollute so much in the air because it helps them maximize profit. That type of pollution should not be allowed in an unfettered manner. Or people who cut costs by cutting corners and end up hurting Americans. This cannot be happening, and let me start off with this clip.
We're steam fitters, Local 638. We're doing the fire protection in this building. And what happened here was this building was renovated, and they were going to add another 16 stories to it. But at that point, you need to add more steel. And they obviously didn't add the right amount of steel. So the north side of that building is crumbling. The I-beams are bending like cigarettes in there, which is super dangerous. So I'm assuming they're going to evacuate everyone on the north side of 43rd Street. So, you know, we're a union, steam fitters. The union iron workers went after this job. They lost it pretty much off profit is what they're looking to do. The contractor that's over here. So we're New York City. We build it right. We build it the first time. And they chose profit over safety and put my members and every construction worker over here in jeopardy.
Cliff, can you walk us through what's it going to take to get this back up to code, get this back safe?
You're going to have engineers in here like you wouldn't believe, making sure that everything is supported. And I don't know what's going to happen with the other side of the building now. Time will tell. How much did it sink? How much more is it going to sink? That's the question.
So you had members up there at the time?
All my members right here.
They were up there. What did they see? What did they...
Cracking windows, bent beams, floor, concrete was falling from the roof below, and they brought it up, and then they had to evacuate the job immediately. So, you know, And here we are now. We know that's the situation now. What we want is responsible construction in New York City. That's all we want. We don't need you to put profits over and crunch wages down and pay people less just so you can make a couple more bucks while renting your apartments out. That's what we want. So, and then look what happens.
We hear reports of the building potentially leaning over.
It's the walls that are currently being built in there. You have studs and you have sheetrock. They're bent in half right now. That's how much it's dropped on that side of the building. I have photos. I can send them to you guys. You can put them on whatever you want to do.
So the crew has known about this for a little while, you think?
No, this just started happening today, and it happened fast. You know what I mean? Because they keep adding. And as you add, you put more weight. And when you put more weight, that's what's going to happen when it's not engineered correctly or installed incorrectly.
Timeline-wise, can you walk us through?
That was really well said. Very, very sharp, perceptive analysis of the situation from somebody who very clearly has a lot of experience. And that's the point that he's making. He has a lot of experience as a union worker, but instead of capitalizing on that experience, people just want to make profit. Like, this is a 37-story building. And from stories 21 to 26, there were structural collapse, beams bent, windows shattered. This is effing insane, and they wonder why public trust is rapidly, rapidly eroding. I'm going to show you exactly why the people in power aren't currently trusted, why Donald Trump is not trusted, why Elon Musk is not trusted, and why nobody around them deserves any trust. This erosion in public trust happens also when buildings are collapsing in the United States, when politicians are enriching themselves more than helping anybody else, and when people who are in power are cutting corners and doing this. You know a really good example of this? Just entertain me for 1 second. Today, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who's facing off against James Tallarico, got caught vacationing in England on July 4th during America's 250th birthday. Just read that again and think about it for 1 second. It is the birthday of America, it is Independence Day, July 4th, and he's vacationing in England. Watch this. That is Ken Paxton in England. To add insult to injury, this is not long after he was divorced by his wife on biblical grounds for cheating. And now he's with his mistress in England. Man, is it masculine? Is it masculine to cheat on your wife, then immediately run off out of the country? Is it masculine to get turned in by your own staffers for bribing people and corruption? I don't think so. I think James Tallarico in Texas is more masculine than any Republican. If you live in Texas, please vote for Tallarico when the general election comes, because this is Ken Paxton. He keeps getting caught with his mistress. Look how awkward he is. Oh, you got busted, buddy. You got busted. Here's one more clip of him.
Paxton, what do you think about Adam Hoffman? Why'd you get a plea deal for a child sex predator? Do you have anything to say about that? Should he be registered as a pedophile in the state of Texas? A sex offender?
Step back.
What do you have to say to Adam Hoffman, the victim of Adam Hoffman? Mr. Paxton. What do you have to say?
Dude, these people are scumbags. I feel like I can draw a pretty good dichotomy between people like Ken Paxton, people like Donald Trump, and people like this exact union worker who is sharp, hardworking, and who understands the stakes of every individual project. Power needs to be returned to the people. And I'm not a communist. I'm not somebody who thinks that we should overthrow the system for communism, but I do think that this profit maximization in America is going to ruin us. Even Donald Trump has turned us into an international pariah where we're being made fun of because he tried to use his power to call the FIFA president and get a red card removed. No matter what you feel about the red card, it has now turned us into a laughingstock. Look at Belgium mocking Trump's dance in their locker room after they beat the United States and knocked us out of the World Cup last night. Dude, the Belgium team memorized the YMCA song, practice it, and practice the Trump dance so they could make fun of him. Our leaders are humiliating us. Our leaders are creating the wrong incentives and just helping themselves, profiting themselves. And that does loop perfectly back into what we're talking about today regarding this building.
See, there's a top floor there that looks like it's emptied out. It is an active construction site, so it was construction workers who were inside the building working and evacuated. But the buildings nearby were on 42nd Street and 2nd Avenue were also evacuated as a precaution. The concern would be a collapse. And as you can see, this is a major building. This is approximately 30 stories high. And the concern...
It's 37 stories high. And she's right. It's 37 stories high. And the concern, as she's about to say, was between the 21st and 26th floors.
And was between those 21st and 26th floors.
Yep, and here is Mayor Zohran Mamdani breaking it down cleanly. You know, while we're talking about public trust in the government, I think a really great example of somebody who is trustworthy is Mayor Zohran Mamdani of New York City. He's created something called the Commission on Government Efficiency, which over the past month has already been able to find waste within the New York City government, has already been able to find ways to make the government more efficient. Now, obviously, this building has been a project for a while. It has nothing to do with Mayor Mamdani. It has everything to do with the people who are trying to cut corners. But Mamdani comes out there and he's able to restore trust in the government working. The government is slow. The government is bureaucratic. We can't change everything overnight. But I think Mayor Mamdani is proving to all of us that if you do have conviction and you do have the will to keep trying, you can push forward. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to have perfect conviction that your plan will eventually play out.
First responders from FDNY, NYSEM, and the Department of Buildings responded to the call immediately and found structural issues on the 21st floor. Two structural columns have buckled, in addition to multiple cracks and sagging floors. The building remains unstable. Since arriving on scene, we have witnessed additional movement in one of the compromised columns. First responders and structural engineers are working closely with the project engineer to develop plans to shore up the impacted floor. If the floor is deemed to be secure, engineers will enter and begin shoring up the building. As we await the arrivals of materials that will stabilize the building, DOB engineers have been investigating with FDNY drones. This is an extremely serious situation, and I am thankful to our first responders for quickly arriving at the site.
You know, conservatives are still going to find a way to be mad at the mayor for his very clean handling of this situation. I'm going to leave this video there, but if you appreciate us exposing these people in the highest echelons of power, people like Donald Trump, people like the profit maximizers who are going to continue to push our country off the cliff, or even people like Ken Paxton, who is literally vacationing in the country that we got independence from, like we broke off from them, and he's there on Independence Day. He is fleeing his own state to be there on Independence Day. So this profit-seeking to such an extreme degree needs to stop. These people who want to capture all of the upside in the form of more units and higher rents, while the downside of risk, of collapse or evacuation or neighborhood disruption or even death eventually is socialized onto workers and tenants and the city. It's like we've created an environment where it's normal for people to live in suboptimal conditions where things are on the verge of collapsing sometimes because profit, because people want to have the most amount of profit. The person who's speaking at the beginning of the video that I showed you is a union worker. He is a union steam fitter, Local 638, and he was doing fire protection on the building. His claim isn't that union workers are infallible or that union workers can never make a mistake, but union workers and the union model is built around training, safety rules, and the ability to push back when something is wrong. In this case, there is no ability to push back when something is wrong because the person who is building this only cares about power. So I think we should continue fighting the fight, and I want to see you all in the next video. I love you all. Hit subscribe below. Hit the like button, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.